ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
श्रवणं स्वकथा कृष्ण
श्रुणुतां स्वकथा कृष्ण
पुण्य श्रवणं कीर्तनं
पुण्य श्रवणं कीर्तनं
हृदयन्तस्थो हि भद्राणि
हृदयन्तस्थो हि भद्राणि
विभुनोति सुहृत्सतम्
विभुनोति सुहृत्सतम्
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
मुखं करोति वाचालम्
मुखं करोति वाचालम्
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं
यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे
यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे
श्रीगुरुदीनतारणम्
श्रीगुरुदीनतारणम्
परमानन्दमाधवम्
परमानन्दमाधवम्
श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्
श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्
हरे कृष्ण वेलकम टू जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम एंड थैंक्स अ लॉट टू रजी प्रभु रिशा एंड शोभना माता जी फॉर होस्टिंग द प्रोग्राम टुडे सो वील रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो टू श्लोका फोर चैप्टर फोर श्लोका एट सो द चैप्टर्स टाइटल इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ क्रिएशन 2.4.8 Found it? Nunam
Nunam
Bhagavato
Bhagavato
Brahman
Brahman
Harer
Harer
Adbhuta
Adbhuta
Karmanah
Karmanah
Durvibhavyam
Durvibhavyam
Ivabhati
Ivabhati
Kavibhis
चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम् नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन् हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः
दुर्विभाव्यमिवाभाति
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः
दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति
दुर्विभाव्यम् इव भाति
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम् नूनं भगवतो ब्राह्मण
नूनं भगवतो ब्राह्मण
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणा
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणा
दुर्विभाव्यामिवाभाति
दुर्विभाव्यामिवाभाति
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं
भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरे
अभूत कर्मणः
दुर्विभ्यं
विभाति
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरे
अद्भुत कर्मणः दुर्विभाति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम् नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन् हरे अद्भुतकर्मणः दुर्विभावेन विभावति कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम् नूनं भगवतो ब्रह्मन् हरे अद्भुतकर्मणः कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं
भगवतो ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
नूनं
भगवतो
ब्रह्मन्
हरेरद्भुतकर्मणः
दुर्विभाव्यं
विभाति
कविभिश्चापि चेष्टितम्
word by word meaning nunam
nunam
still insufficient
still insufficient
bhagavatah
bhagavatah
of the personality of godhead
of the personality of godhead
brahman
brahman
o learned brahmana
o learned brahmana
hare
hare
of the lord
of the lord
adbhut
adbhut
wonderful
wonderful
karmanah
karmanah
one
who acts
durvibhavyam
durvibhavyam
inconceivable
inconceivable
eva
eva
like that abhati
abhati
appears
kavibhi
kavibhi even by the highly learned
even by the highly learned
cha
also
api
in spite of
cheshtitam being endeavored for translation by Srila Prabhupada
jaya Srila Prabhupada
O learned brahmana the transcendental activities of lord are all wonderful and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. So please repeat after me. O learned Brahmana,
O learned Brahmana,
the transcendental activities,
the transcendental activities
of the Lord are all wonderful,
of the Lord are all wonderful,
and they appear,
inconceivable,
because even, great endeavors, by many learned scholars, have still proved, insufficient, for understanding them. Perfect Bhashya Prabhupada, Jaya Srila
Prabhupada.
The acts of Supreme Lord in the creation of just this one universe appear inconceivably wonderful. And there are innumerable universes and all of them aggregated together are known as the created material world. And this part of his creation is only a fractional portion of the complete creation. The material world stands as a part only. Ekam sena stito jagat. Supposing that the material world is display of one part of his energy, the remaining three part consist of Vaikuntha jagat, or spiritual world described in Bhagavad Gita as Madhama or Sanatan Dhamma, or the eternal world. We have marked in the previous verse that he creates again and again winds up the creation. This action is applicable only in the material world because the other greater part of his creation, namely the Vaikuntha world, is neither created nor annihilated. Otherwise, the Vaikuntha Dhamma would not be called eternal. The Lord exists with Dhamma, his eternal name, quality, pastimes, anchorage, entourage, and personality are all a display of his different energies and expansions. The Lord is called Anadi, or having no creator, and Adi, or the origin of all. We think in our own imperfect way that the Lord is also created, but the Vedanta informs us that He is not created. Rather, everything else is created by Him. Nayarayana paro vyaktat. Therefore, for the common man, these are all very wonderful matters of consideration. Even for great scholars, they are inconceivable, and thus such scholars present theories contradictory to one another. Even the insignificant part of his creation, this particular universe, they have no complete information as to how far is the limited space extends, or how many stars and planets are there. The different condition of those innumerable planets, modern scientists have insufficient knowledge of all this. Some of them assert that there are 100 million planets scattered all over the space. In a news release from Moscow dated 21st February 1960, the following piece of the word was relayed. Russia's well-known professor of astronomy, Boris Voronsov, Veliaminov, said that there must be an infinite number of planets in the universe inhabited by beings endowed with reason. It could be that life similar to that on Earth flourishes on such planets. Doctor of chemistry Nikolov Zirov, covering the problem of atmosphere on the other planets, pointed out that the organisms of Martian, for instance, could be very well adapt itself to normal existence with low body temperature. He said that he felt the generous gaseous composition of Martian atmosphere was quite suitable to sustain life of beings which have become adapted to it. That this adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planet is described in Brahma Samhita as Vibhuti Bhinnam. That is, each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed with a particular type of atmosphere. And the living being, there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Bhinnam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space and are trying to reach other planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmosphere of other planets. Easy journey to other planets. One has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Yanti deva vrata devan pitra yanti pitra vrata bhutani yanti bhutecha yanti madhyagno apimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth amongst the demigods. Those who worship ghost and spirit will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Mm. Can somebody volunteer to read from here? Mm? Can somebody read from here?
Maharaj's Parikshit statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Sukhdev Goswami for such information? Maharaj Parikshit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas and a great devotee of the Lord, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the world, but that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said therefore that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that even after great effort. The Lord is unlimited and His activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect living being within the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited, as has been done by the Lord Himself in the unique statements of Bhagavad Gita, and it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Sukhdev Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, a disciple of Narada, and thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of disciplic succession only and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern.
Om Akhyana Tamdandasya Akhyana Tanashya.
Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Gurum Bhagavatam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Gurum Sarvatam 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 Krishna Chaitanya Shri Radha Krishna Dhan Sarvatam Sarvatam
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabhu Jagatpate Kupishakta Kartata Adatanta Namaste
Tapta Kanchana Gaurani Radhiya Vrindavani Vishwanu Shudhiti Pramami Sukhavi
జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత శివాసాది హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే Shri Prabhupada has explained so in so many such a big purport, so I don't think so there's a need of a class.
Class ho gaya.
Class ho gaya. The whole class is summarized in this sort of thing. Have you noticed one different thing in this purport which we don't see generally in Shri Prabhupada's purports?
He gives the example of scientists.
Yeah. He referred to the empirical science, and everywhere in his so many classes he's criticized it, or he's kind of critically analyzed those things, but he's given reference to the Russian scientist. And now this Bhagavatam would have written somewhere around 1975, and the date given for the article was 1960. So it was still like 10-15 year older at that time when he quoted. So can we like try to analyze like why he would have quoted a scientist and research theory which is like 15 year older at the time of writing? What could be the possible reason?
I think there may be two reasons what I feel. One, he was in US, so he was exposed to the latest trends what was going on. And second, actually, I was in Atlanta and there I heard some classes. Like initial, the book he wrote, actually, it was edited by, I'm not remembering the name of the gentleman. He was the professor in New York University. So initial editing works, actually, he was helping. So I think maybe these may be the reason to influence. He was in Western world, okay. Exposed to the latest development.
So he wanted to give that there is, there is empirical science, and he wanted to give the latest logical reasons behind it. Because many times, like a newcomer, if he gives the spiritual science directly, it may not be digestible. So he's giving the empirical evidences as well that something exists. What could be other reasons? The other reason could be that, see, these theories keep changing and they contradict each other. In 1960, they're saying that there may be 100 million planets. Then they, later on, another professor saying there could be innumerable planets. Isn't it? So they could, he's, by quoting this, he's, maybe he's telling that these theories themselves are theoretical, they are not perfect, they kind of keep changing, and this book is written for not for today, this is for thousands of years to come. So maybe when more research is done on the physical planet, maybe this will prove further wrong, that what's been discovered in 1960 was so limited. Any other reason you think that Shri Prabhupada might have quoted the empirical science?
Yeah. He feels that people are more attached to science.
Yeah.
So when a scientist is saying that there could be innumerable planets, which is matching with what Bhagavatam says, so he's trying to make a point there.
Yeah. That see, not only Bhagavatam is saying, even the modern day scientists are also claiming that there are galaxies and planets beyond this material.
Especially
beyond
the foreigners, they don't believe until there is some supporting document of the science.
So it's a supporting the spiritual science as well, that what's being noted. So now if we Google today and say top 10 open questions of science or top 20 open question of science, and not from third world countries, from publications of developed countries like America, UK, the top 3 or 4 questions come as, what is universe made of? How did life begin? Are we alone in universe? What makes us human? What is consciousness? And there's a fallacy of science. There's a problem which is unsolved. They call it hard problem of consciousness. So what this denotes is that our science or capabilities to extract this information is limited. And that's how this shloka starting word with nunam. Nunam, what is the meaning of nunam? Is still insufficient. So this scripture was written 5,000 years ago, and over there Parikshit Maharaj is being told that he's saying that Nunam Bhagavata Brahman, yane ki it is still insufficient to know about Bhagavan, and he is instigating his guru to speak more. So his guru had spoken, Sukhdev Goswami has spoken, he said that I've explained you everything. Now he's instigating him more that, I want to know more. And he's saying still insufficient. Mm-hmm. So these all things, if you see, analyze what the current scientific research we have available, that it is still insufficient because these are still open questions. Now what happens is like, say we have Ayami here, and when Ayami was first given x square plus y is equals to 45, and if y is 10, tell me what is x, and that was like in year 3, and it would have looked inconceivable for her. Ayami, like when the first equation was given, you might have thought that what the hell is this? I mean, how can I solve it? Yeah, but do you find it inconceivable still? No. But what made you so confident that it's not inconceivable for you? Practice. But then there should be someone who would have told you this, isn't it? So there was a teacher, and there were texts which she combined, and now she feels that this inconceivable is conceivable, and it's easily understood. Similarly, this world which is looking inconceivable for the material people or scientists or with people with limited understanding, like if she would have gone to another class 3 student and asked that, can you solve this, the another third year 3 student would have also been in the same boat, because both had like insufficient knowledge at that time. But then she went to the teacher, and teacher could explain her. So similarly, if we are all with limited intelligence and limited understanding, and if you go to another person with limited understanding and limited intelligence, then we won't be able to solve this problem. That's why, since they are not these material scientists or current day scholars, they are not giving reference to scripture. They're not using the knowledge already given. These questions are open questions for them. They're not able to solve because they're going to another year 3 student to solve the same equation. They're not going to the teacher. They're not referring to the scriptures where these things are analyzed and given. Now, they say that in the even modern science, they say that 96% of the universe is interstellar dust. So they don't know what is that, 96%. So 96% of the universe is dark, and there's interstellar dust, of which the 4% which is known, there are only 0.01% visible to us here. And which is visible, we have 100 billion stars in each galaxy, and there are 2 trillion galaxies. And if you multiply that, it comes to around some 600-700 trillion planets, or you know, roaming around
in
one universe. And then in Bhagavatam it is said that this material universe is only 1/4. The 3 part is the spiritual world. You know, when we abhi mata ka wo chal raha hai Durga puja, so there is Hare Krishna, there is the aarti where we say there is the aarti, we call it 14 bhavan mein 3 lok mein sab puja karte hain mata ki. So this 14 bhavan is 14 material level planets. So you have these Maharloka. So we starting from Maharloka to the Patalloka, remember we keep started, we covered that in one of the class. So these are all 14 material platforms planets. And then you have 3 lokas. And this is only material world, which is 1/4, and then 3/4 is the spiritual world. Now Srila Prabhupada explained that in previous verse there is a commentary about Krishna that these material world is Lord creates the world and then annihilates it and then creates it again. Remember, there's a picture of Lord Vishnu. So is it Shiro Dakshay Vishnu?
Karnodakshay.
So Karnodakshay Vishnu, he is lying down and all the planets are appearing and coming back. So that only applies to material world, because its spiritual world is Sanatan. There's no annihilation there. It's eternal. So I mean, so there's the big purport. So I try to kind of see the big themes coming from these the shlokas. So first one is limitations or insufficient intelligence.
So
2.4.8. And second one is the act of Lord is wonderful and inconceivable. Second theme I feel. Then third is Vaikuntha world is transcendental. Fourth is how do we choose our destination? So Srila Prabhupada has given a complete knowledge in this. In this shloka he's covered all the aspects. And then why did Parikshit Maharaj ask this question to Sukhdev Goswami? He is such a pure devotee of Lord, and he knows he knows all the pastimes of Lord. He's in the family of Lord. And then last one is surrender. So Srila Prabhupada has spoken about surrender in the last. So these are 5 or 6 themes coming out from this purport. I think we'll try to cover all of them. So first one is about this limitation or insufficient intelligence. We just covered that since we have limited intelligence, we can see only to certain extent this universe. We are not able to conceive the whole creation. Then we covered the Vaikuntha world is transcendental. Now the acts of Lord are wonderful and inconceivable. So who, give me some example of wonderful acts of Lord. Like you hear those pastimes of Lord, and then you say, "Oh, my Lord is so good." Oh my Lord, how he has done this? It's like something wonderful
first
and inconceivable.
First thing is the creation itself. First thing is the creation itself.
Creation itself. How intelligently he has created this world. How a baby grows in the womb and comes out, and how he grows. So can you imagine if we see our pictures when we were 1 year old, like this big, and now we're so big? How does that happen? How does Yukti Matri takes out a teeth and another teeth grows from there? And like when you go to dentist, for one teeth they spend like 45 minutes, 1 hour on one teeth. So I said like...
I think for all doctors it's like that. Each thing is so perfect.
Yeah.
The doctor cannot treat it that perfect as it has been before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering that it is, the teeth is so small, what is doctor doing 45 minutes on it, you know, like... So... The creation itself is so wonderful. So see, if the creation is so wonderful, how wonderful will be the creator? Why, if somebody makes something nice, you see that the person who made it is nicer than what he's created. Any other wonderful acts, when you think of Lord, that, oh, how wonderful my Lord is. And you think,
he has given everything to survive, like air, water.
Yeah.
Vegetable, fruit, season is like
everything. Yeah. So not only to us, we're going to work, rubier, tie, suit every day, go to work, and then we think that we are earning ourselves our bread. But then think about that ant, she's not going to office. Think about that bird, she's not going to work. But he's provided for everyone. He's not spared a single jeev jantu on the planet who he has not looked after. So such a wonderful creation he has done that. And beautiful pastimes of the Lord, you know, like Damodar month is coming now. And when you hear about that, when Mother Yashoda asked him to open the mouth and she sees whole universe in her mouth, and you believe that, wow, my Lord is so wonderful. When she's trying to catch Lord and Lord is crying, you know, and you see that, oh, creator of the world is crying from this tender woman. It's so wonderful, inconceivable. So his pastimes are both wonderful and inconceivable. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying that the transcendental activities of Lord are all wonderful and they appear inconceivable. We can't think unless we surrender, unless we ask that teacher, tell me how. Unless we are inquisitive that how's Lord doing these things. Then question arises that if this material world is temporary, we're saying that we will leave this world here, you know, with the material body the world will be here. Then, and we see that we should only chant Hare Krishna and go back to Dham. So that's Srila Prabhupada has given this, you know, to-do things for us. But then, why did he mention, why did he translate these books? Why did Lord Sukhdev Goswami is explaining the whole creation of material world to Parikshit Maharaj? Why we need to learn about the various planets and stuff and how the creation was done? So why are we reading about material world if it is not so important? Why it is being given so much prominence in Bhagavatam? Yeah, to understand how great Lord is. How the millions of planets being created out of force. How insignificant we are. Still, He is sitting in each one of our heart. How magnanimous personality of Godhead is, and how insignificant we are, and still He's looking after each one of us. Yeah. Any other realization why we need to study about material world? been given in the scriptures.
To have a higher consciousness, mean chetna ko enlighten.
Yeah, to understand our position and then to have that aspiration in our heart that we should understand something more. We shouldn't just get stuck here. We understand that there are things beyond this.
To
confidently present it to the newer devotees who wants to, you know, who are
comparison and contrast also true.
Yeah, to compare and contrast, to have logically accept things. It's not blind faith. It's not andhavishwas. It is backed by the complete science. It is explaining the unexplained. It is solving the things which are beyond material conception. So when Arjun was on battlefield, there are three things with every person. Each one of us have swabhav, which is our natural swabhav. Yeah? We say that this is my natural instinct. So Kshatriyas have natural instinct for fighting. Matajis have natural instinct to give love to kids. Vaishyas have natural instinct. So there is swabhav. Mm-hmm. Then there is swadharma. Like for every living entity, there is a swadharma. For a grahastha, to dharma, swadharma is. What is the swadharma for a grahastha?
To run the family.
To bring up the family in Krishna consciousness way. To progress as a family in the grahastha ashram. To inculcate, to practice Krishna consciousness and inculcate to the next generation. So that's swadharma. So swabhava, swadharma, and swakarma. So based on dharma, you decide your karma. So karma means what acts being done. So for Arjun, all three things were aligned. Like for each one of us, it may not be aligned. Like I may want to become engineer, but then I became accountant. So my swabhav was engineer. I became accountant. Now all the time I'm thinking, oh, why didn't I become engineer? Or we wanted to be somewhere, but we are stuck here. So things may not be aligned between swadharma, swakama, what we are doing, what our dharma is, and what our swabhav is. So what is the swabhav of a material living, or each one of us? What is our nitya swabhav?
Servant.
Servant. No, swabhav is the real swabhav is Krishna and Nitya Das. So we are Das of Lord. So if our swabhav is not aligned to what we are doing, our karma, we will always be distressed. Because our karma is not aligned to our swabhav. We are not serving Krishna, we are trying to serve our senses. So our karma and swabhav is not aligned, so we are always disturbed. Because these senses are never getting satisfied. New desires are coming. But then if we serve Krishna, they will be satisfied because our swabhav and swakarma are aligned. Swabhav, swadharma, swakarma. Arjun's all three things were aligned, correct? His swabhav, swakarma, swadharma aligned. But he still got confused on the battlefield and he still asked Krishna for direction. So that's the importance of surrender, because unless we surrender, we will get confused. And Parikshit Maharaj, he surrendered to Sukhdev Goswami and asked questions. Surrender is necessary. So if you want to understand, this is something which is inconceivable to even the learned Brahmanas, how it can be conceivable, for how we can understand this, is only by surrender and asking through the disciplic succession. Like how, and the examples given is Parikshit Maharaj and Arjuna. They surrendered and they asked questions to their spiritual master. They, Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master and asked with full surrender that, Lord, guide me. He kept his bow and arrow and he said, now Lord, tell me, what should I do? Your equivocal, he's even after Lord gave him all the instruction in chapter 2, in chapter 3 he says that your equivocal instructions are more confusing to me. Lord didn't give it upon him. Lord explained him again. Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami said, now I have explained you everything. Parikshit Maharaj says, no, tell me how the Lord creation is done. Tell me the past, wonderful pastimes of the Lord. I've heard that his transcendental activities are wonderful and inconceivable. Tell me something more about it. So with surrender they asked, and the teacher gave more knowledge. And that's, and then last is how we choose our destination. So here Srila Prabhupada has quoted Bhagavad Gita shloka 9.25. Those who, let's see the shloka first. Yanti deva vrata devan.
Yanti deva vrata devan.
Petra yanti petra vrata.
Petra yanti petra vrata.
Bhutani yanti bhutegya.
Bhutani yanti bhutegya.
Yanti madhyagno apima.
Yanti madhyagno apima.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth amongst the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirit will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. So Lord is not like leaving us in halfway through that, okay, the science is this and matter is this and there are these planets and stuff. He's giving us the complete guidance. So he's telling that it is inconceivable, it is only 1/4 and there are these many planets and this is how it is done and this will all remain there. But then he's saying that he's showing us path as well, how to go back to him. Yeah. So we shouldn't get discouraged, oh, we are so tiny, the universe is so big and this and that. Because aise wo dikhate hai na, jaise koi aadmi jata hai Bollywood movie mein kahin pe ki wo jata hai aur fir bolta hai teko malum hai mera baap kaun hai. So we should have that confidence, you know, like teko malum hai mera baap kaun hai. So our father is him. He's given us the path as well, how to go back to him. So we have to reach to that confidence, you know, like teko malum hai mera baap kaun hai. So my father is there. So even though it looks impossible, it looks very big, even though we look very tiny jantu in the big universe, but we have a very strong father. We have like father who can make things work for us. What we have to do is we have to make some steps towards him. And what are the steps we should do to move towards him? What are those steps? To hear from the acharyas, to hear from gurus, to read shastras. And what are the things Srila Prabhupada has told us to do?
Solamala
jap, yeah. Chanting.
And in association of devotees.
Association of devotees, yeah. So these things will become easy, you know. So Prabhupada has also written a book called Easy Journey to Other Planets. So it will give us that intelligence, you know. So many times we get to hear that how to go back to Godhead. So we'll get that intelligence to go back to him. And chanting purifies our heart. Chanting helps us
connect with Lord, because Lord and Lord's name are not different in Kali Yuga. So with this I'll close my class. So if there are any questions, comments, please let me know.
I have a question,
Prabhu.
Is it all the living gods? Because we are worshipping since very long only the living gods.
Sure.
So it's finding it a little difficult to move from demigods to the god. We have been praising Krishna, but all these Hindu rituals keep coming up and we do all the demigods. So how to move from that place to... means you feel sometimes you are giving disrespect to the demigods if you don't do the family rituals and all those things. So how to move from there?
I think we don't need to make conscious efforts for it. It comes automatically, because yesterday we had a class on Durga Devi for 1 hour, and Mataji who gave the class, she quoted from one of the Puran where Durga Devi saying that who worships with me with nishkam bhav se jo mujhe bachta hai, main usko Krishna prem deti hun. और जो मुझे इच्छाओं पूर्ति के लिए भजता है उसको मैं ठग लेती हूँ. तो कैसे ठग लेती हैं वो उसको जो मांगता है वो दे के ठग लेती हैं, बिकॉज शी कीप्स अस इन दैट इल्यूजन. सो हमने पैसा मांगा, हमें पैसा दे देगी, हमने कार्ड मांगा, कार्ड दे देगी. सो वी अटैच टू दैट. सो वी आर ट्राइंग टू डू बिजनेस विद हर, शी विल ट्राई टू डू बिजनेस विद अस. बिकॉज माता का कर्तव्य क्या होता है कि अगर बच्चे को 5 रुपए दिया, उसने जाके बुक खरीदने की जगह आइसक्रीम खा ली, तो उसको क्या करेगी, एक चाटा लगा देगी. तो बच्चे को तो लगा कि चाटा लगा दिया माने, पर बच्चे के खुशी के लिए किया करें. सो माया देवी चाटा भी लगा देती है कभी. वी गेट दुख एज वेल फ्रॉम दैट, एंड वी गेट वॉट एवर मटेरियल डिजायर्स ऑल्सो वी आस्क फ्रॉम हर. So if we continue chanting, if we continue having association of devotees, if we continue reading Bhagavatam, even if you're doing worship of those demigods, you do it with full consciousness that they are also devotees of the Lord, then they themselves show us a path. So for instance, let's go to any Hanuman temple and say Jai Hanuman. Will Hanumanji be more happy then? Or we'll say Jai Shri Ram. He will be happy more. You know, whether he will be happy when we say Jai Hanuman or when we say Jai Shri Ram.
Yes.
Of course. So, demigod worship, because we've been grown up, which way, we're very close to Hanumanji, because we have very nice Hanumanji temple close by. So, still, whenever I go to India, I go to Hanuman Mandir. My mother goes every day to Hanuman Mandir. So, we need not to stop it, but then they themselves will guide us. Like Durga Devi, what is the Durga Devi's name? The dham where everyone goes to worship Durga Devi.
Vaishnavi.
What's the Vaishnavi means? Vaishnavi. She is Vaishnavi. Durga Devi means, Durga means Killa. Durga Devi means the jailer, the Killa keeper. So she is the Durga Devi, she is the Killa keeper of these 14 material planets. So we say 14 bhavan mein, 3 lok mein. So she is the caretaker for this. But then if we ask her right thing, she will give us the right thing. If we ask her material thing, then she will give. So she said that, she's saying that if we worship her with pure love, then she will grant us Krishna Bhakti. So if we, Ganesh ji has written all these scriptures for us. So if we worship Ganesh ji, that give me intelligence, he will give us intelligence to how to go back to Godhead. So we are not so big to say that, oh, I'll not worship Shambhu because I am Vaishnav or I am this. we're not big enough. Shambhu, Lord Shambhu is the biggest Vaishnava. He's always remembering Krishna, he's always worshipping Krishna. So he can grant us what he has. He can grant us the love he has for Lord. So we have to ask right thing from demigods. Anything else?
मुझे हमने भक्ति शास्त्री ने स्टोरी भी बताई थी ना कि अगर आप मन से ही कृष्णा को चाहे दुर्गा देवी का प्रसाद भी ऑफर कर दे तो शी कीप स्माइलिंग
या ना
मेरे नाथ को पहले दे दिया है और मेरे
या ऑफ कोर्स
परंपरा प्रभु
से राइट